If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Sure.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News. Only on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, feel good freestyle foodie Friday. What do we got for him, B?
Well, I got all food related news today. How about that?
Oh, that makes me so happy. Yes.
Something to do now. I'm going to give you the option here of where we start. Right. Okay. I have a scary food story. I have a. I got a scary one. I've got a gross one. Oh. Or I've got a entertainment news one.
Let's go entertainment news.
Entertainment
first.
News for 200, first, Alex. He says, all right. Well, Pig Jig, which I know you were a big fan of and usually a part of, generally judging.
Yeah. I've been a judge every year since I think the second year it started. Yeah.
Well, they announced last year it was Darius Rucker, right, who was the performer at that Pig Jig there?
Uh-huh.
Well, this year the headliner has been announced on Monday, and Grammy Award-winning band Lady A will headline Tampa Pig Jig in November. Formerly Lady Antebellum.
I know.
And then they changed their name because it's racist, because the Antebellum era was racist.
I was talking about this today. I was driving in a car with Leah, you know, and we love Pig Jig every year. And I told her about Lady A. And I said that. I go, look, it's been 2 years. Like, this happened in the height of the BLM marches. You know, the protesting, and it was like everybody was scattering to try to prove they weren't racist. Everybody. Especially, you know, the entertainment industry. So all these people were like taking away names and doing all this stuff. And the Lady A thing was really the craziest one, because, first of all, Antebellum, it's a real reach to tie that to racism. You know what I mean? It's a very, very, I mean, it was a time in U.S. history that happened to also fall within the same time frame as slavery or something like that. It was very strange the way that went about, but it was just like they were getting out in front of it. Everybody was like, you know what, we don't want that tie-in, so we're just going to make it Lady A. And the problem was, there was already a Lady A, and it was a black lady in Seattle that was like an R&B singer.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, wait a second, I'm Lady A. And they go, oh, well, we're going to sue you for your name.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we don't want to seem racist, so we'll take this black lady's name instead.
Oh, that was one of those ones where I did chef's kiss. Like, oh, yes. That's perfect. That's perfect.
But I was saying today, like, all right, it's been 2 years. I think a lot of people, you know, obviously black lives do matter. I mean, I'm not saying they don't. But I don't know... how many black people were like, thank God Lady Antebellum changed her name, because that was super offensive.
I think most
nobody
of them
cared
what the
about
hell
that.
Is, what the hell is Lady
You know Antebellum? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
No.
Nobody cared. That was one of those things where it felt like they canceled themselves for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And just bring the name back, because I think most people, when they see the name Lady A, they just kind of go, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same hit that Lady Antebellum had.
And we know what it means. We know what it means.
Right.
It would be like there was a white band called the N-Words, right? But they changed it to the N-Words.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we're not saying a word out phonetically anymore. Now we just call ourselves the N-Words. You still know what it means. So if you're Lady A, it's still Lady Antebellum. You just shortened it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, words mean things, and you know, you just find another word. Certain words that are banned, you just find another word that means the exact same thing. That's why all this is stupid.
But I know, but the sports teams, at least they went from, like, Indians to the Guardians, you know what I mean? Like, they should have went with a totally different name if they were going to do that. They should have went from Lady Antebellum to the Choo Choo Trio or some stupid, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just change it to something totally different. It.
Yeah, not steal some black artist's
name. Black lady's
name! Yeah.
Jesus!
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not saying, and look, and I'm not crapping on them. for taking the name. They didn't know they were taking somebody's name when they did it.
No, I blame them. Screw them.
But then when they took the name, they were just like,
yeah, now we're going to sue you. Yeah.
You're a local artist in Seattle, and we're like Grammy Award winning country artists. Yeah. We're going to keep this, okay?
We got BMG Music Group behind us. We got their attorneys behind us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But that's just ridiculous. I just I feel like, you know, the pendulum is swinging back a little bit with a lot of this the woke stuff and some of the overcorrections. I mean, yeah, I think it's a good thing for society to evolve, you know, and to be better. But when it's just like this, the real crazy overcorrections, and Lady A is a perfect example of it. It's just crazy.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Well, joining,
they're a good group. I enjoy them.
I've never heard them, but joining Lady A, you got Kit Moore, which I would argue is
Kit
a more
awesome,
more racist name than Lady Antebellum. Kit Moore, ex-ambassadors, Bahamas,
good.
And Jared Morris will be joining the lineup there with Lady A.
Wow, great lineup.
Tickets go on sale. They're on sale today. General admission tickets are at $75 at 10 a.m. You can get it on their website.
Go check it out, Lady Antebellum. I'm calling them Antebellum. They're a good group. They've had some great hits. It's two guys and a gal, and they're very, very talented. And you would recognize some of their music,
maybe,
guaranteed,
probably. Yeah, I mean, I know hits. They're very popular.
I Need You Now. That's like their big hit. You would recognize that one.
Stand by. I'll be honest. Yep. Let's see. YouTube.com.
Very popular song.
Lady A. And what's it called?
I Need You Now.
I Need You Now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Very popular. It was a crossover. They made a pop version of it. Took out the violence.
Okay. Need You Now. They don't curse or anything. They don't say the N-word.
No. They're a sweet little country band.
Okay.
You know this song.
Not yet.
It's kind of a slow build. Had a little dialogue on the phone in the beginning. Yeah. It's very sweet.
So much.
It's about a couple that, you know, they've been split up for a little while, but they're out drinking, thinking about each other, you know.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, we all have. It'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
You'll see. And you'll be like, oh yeah, that one.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor.
God, she sounds so racist.
I just picture Diane trying to wanting to call Pippin.
Oh my
and
God.
I wonder if I ever cross your
the ringing a bell yet?
Not yet.
All right, wait. The chorus is coming right now.
Can I skip ahead a little bit?
No. Here comes the chorus right now.
All right.
Here comes.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
I mean, vaguely a little bit.
Yeah, it was a smash hit.
I mean, it has 509 million plays on YouTube, so I know it's a big hit, but...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, great. You know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's what's up.
I'm glad you stopped it, because they do just start spitting out racial slurs in the second verse. It's unbelievable.
God.
They go through, like, five different ethnic groups. It's pretty anti-Semitic, too. It's pretty bad.
God.
My God.
My
gasp.
God. Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's cool. Pig Jig's awesome. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go this year.
What?
Yeah, because that's in the 7-week period of annual enrollment where I'll be probably working six, 7 days a week.
Crud. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. I might drop more beans on myself and lose my mind and not do that kind of work anymore. So we'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Sam's Club is hosting its first sampling event for members since the start of the coronavirus pandemic tomorrow, Saturday.
Wow. Costco's already been back doing it.
Oh, well, this event will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sam's Club stores. The tasting event will feature more than double the usual number of samples normally offered on a Saturday. Samples include 18 new food items from Sam's Club Members Mark brand. Samples will include appetizers like pineapple jalapeno popper dip and main dishes like Hawaiian style chicken teriyaki and desserts like a churro colossal cookie.
Wow. It's going to be a madhouse at Sam's Club tomorrow.
Oh, my God. health-focused food like smoothies and protein shakes will also be available to sample, and you can go to their website to find out more info.
There you go.
Just Google Sam's Club.
Yeah, we have both Costco and Sam's Club. Leah likes to hit both of them on a shopping spree. You know how it is. Because one of them has things that the other one doesn't have, and vice versa. And it is a bit of a difference, though. Like Sam's Club, you could tell is like Walmart. They're owned by Walmart, right? Sam Walton. Mm-hmm. And then Costco, I don't know who owns them, but it's almost like Costco is the target of big box. And Walmart, or Sam's Club is the Walmart. Like, you could tell, even, like, the class of people, it seems to be a little more blue-collar at the Sam's Club, a little more white-collar at the Costco, if you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, it says...
Which I'm fine. I get along with both classes very well.
I think Costco is just Costco. Like, there's no, Walmart owns...
No parent company.
Yeah, no parent company, that's right. What about BJ's? Okay. How do you feel about BJ's Wholesale Club? I mean,
I love them, and I wish somebody would tell Leah that. I think I've been to one once with a guest pass, but I don't even remember how good it was or how bad it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I people like it.
Let's see if they have a parent company. BJ's Wholesale Club parent company is Wabon. Spun off into BJ's to become an independent company.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think at one point they were an Australian company? I don't know.
Who knows?
That's dumb.
Just a bulk food store.
I like BJ's. BJ's is my favorite.
Okay. Is there one in St. Pete? Do you go?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never been to one.
I'm a fan of BJ's too. I think most people would say they like BJ's.
I love them.
Yeah.
I think BJ's are the best.
I do too.
They have the best selection.
Uh huh.
They're.
I will say this.
Yeah.
They don't suck.
Thank you.
Mm hmm. That Lady Antebellum, though. God. Can't wait.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. All right. Let's get to the gross story. I've been saving this one all week. This is very disturbing, and it rings. Just bells of my friend who one time told me that he was a assistant manager at Arby's in high school, and one time he took a doo-doo in the bathroom and then scooped it out with a fryer basket and then fried the doo-doo in oil.
Oh my God.
And I always hope that he was lying, that he didn't really do that, and he was just a stupid high schooler trying to be funny, but I really honestly feel like he did do that. Yeah. And it disturbs me because he probably wasn't the only one. You know what I mean?
Oh, Christ.
Well, an Arby's manager allegedly urinated in a milkshake at the fast food eatery for his own sexual gratification on at least two occasions. Yeah. His name is Stephen Sharp. He was investigated for child pornography, admitted to police that he enjoyed relieving himself in the restaurant's milkshake mix while working as a night manager at a Vancouver, Washington location. Thank God that this happened at least pretty much as far as you can go away from the Tampa Bay area and stay, without passing an ocean. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
But he's not the first one.
No, I heard stories from different places, too. One of my brothers used to work at a Taco Bell, and he said that they would, not him, but other employees would make pee-pee in the guacamole once in a while. Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you would think as a, if you have any sort of empathy, to know, I might be on the receiving end of this someday where somebody's...
Karma.
Yeah. I don't want to, ingest people's pee-pee, That's not my bag. I'm not into that.
I want to hear from people that have done bad stuff to food.
I would like to.
I want to hear those stories.
He should do a Forgive Me Daddy for that.
Yeah, and we'll give you anonymity. Yeah, that word. We won't tell people who you are.
Okay.
And Will, you can put the voice changer on them.
All right. I got that handy right here. Well, just to finish this story out, no other employees at the East Vancouver Arby's location are believed to have known about the manager's fetish for urinating in the shape mix. Sharpen was charged with 4 counts of possession of depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, 4 Jeez. Counts of dealing depiction of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, and assault. Police are still investigating a library of illicit images on his devices.
Jeez. Well, he sounds like a good person.
You know? Well, some people make mistakes.
I'm shocked that a guy like that would do something dirty to a milkshake, you know?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like that would happen.
How's that sexually gratifying, though?
If you look on, there's certain videos you can find involving, that PP.
Oh, God. How's that a fetish?
I don't know. I mean, I don't get it personally, but, it's definitely a thing, for sure. Water sports, so I believe they call it.
Yeah. Nope. I remember a long time ago, a girl asked me if I was into that, and I was like, "Don't. If you do that, we will fight." You know what I mean? Like, if you.
So she wanted to do it to you?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Or you do it to her?
I think she wanted both, but she was like saying that she wanted to go first, to kind of to show me that it's kind of fun. And I was like, "I'll beat you up in my apartment. We'll fight, and it's not going to end well."
Yeah, I wouldn't want it done to me, but honestly, I'd probably do it if a chick was really into it.
What?
I would
like you would do it.
I would do it to them. I don't want it done to me.
I don't know if I even could. I don't even know if I could.
I've done other, stuff that comes out of there on them.
I got What's the difference? Yeah, a lot.
What's the difference?
I can't pee if somebody's standing next to me in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, how am I going to do that?
Well, I guess.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. But
how would you respect that person afterwards?
Oh, I wouldn't. I'd be like, you're garbage.
Are you supposed to go have Applebee's after that?
Exactly what we would do. We'd be like, yes, we're going to Applebee's now. That is what you deserve. Get the Cheeto buffalo boneless wings or whatever and have a dollar margarita and shut up.
I got your loaded fries, you dumb pee face. Yeah,
make her wear a freaking leash. Take little piggy.
Oh my God. Gross.
Yeah, man.
It's horrible.
I know. A food truck exploded at a seafood festival in Florida last weekend, leaving one person severely burned. The food truck was part of the Vero Beach Seafood Festival held at the Riverside Park in Vero Beach. The burn victim was airlifted to Orlando Regional Medical Center. And police didn't offer any information about the victim or her injuries. No other injuries were reported. That seems like it's a thing that should happen more because those food trucks, they got all this. First of all, it's a vehicle filled with gasoline. And then you have propane. You got
flames.
Yeah, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Hot grease. Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like it's a ready-made bomb if you're not careful.
Yeah. Well, this lady survived, thank goodness. But very Florida thing to happen there with that food truck.
Yep.
What do you think about, are you a burrito man or a taco man? Or are you like both? Or which do you prefer?
When it comes to Mexican food?
I don't know if you would call a burrito or a taco Mexican food, but...
it is. A taco Tex-Mex. And a burrito? Yeah, I guess. Technically, yeah. I mean, because I saw the history on how the tacos were made recently, and it was, it's not a Mexican thing. It was like these ladies were working in the United States, like in San Diego, and they would go back and forth from Mexico, and they created the tacos somehow to feed the people that were traveling back and forth, and some tortillas that they used, and it just got real popular. It's really an American dish.
Yeah.
It really depends what kind of mood I'm in. I think if I had to only have one of them, the burrito, I think is, it's better. You get all that stuff all wrapped up in this little package, And I really prefer it as a chimichanga where you deep fry that burrito.
That's good. Yeah. I think I would prefer just a regular burrito. I like it because it's all, like you said, all in one thing. And it's like three or four tacos in one.
Yeah.
So you don't have to eat a taco. And, ideally it doesn't fall out the bottom. Of course, that sometimes does. And sometimes it falls apart. It splits at the seams. But a group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins University unveiled a groundbreaking and mouth-watering invention called the Tasty Tape, an edible adhesive to keep all of your favorite ingredients tucked inside burritos and wraps.
Wow. Pretty smart.
Yeah, they came up with the idea at the beginning of the semester, and then she built her burrito and struggled to keep her meal intact. So she got this idea to make this tape. And Tasty Tape is made of an edible adhesive comprising a food-grade fibrous scaffold. Whatever a scaffold is, I don't know.
I mean, I wonder what the texture's like and all that. And once you bite through the tape, wouldn't your burrito fall apart then? It's like, you know, unwrapping a Christmas present.
Right.
It sounds really dumb the more I think about it.
No, I think it's good. It said it has to be separated from wax paper and wet thoroughly before being stuck to the corn tortilla, flour wrap, or gyro. Gyro you can't wrap up, though. I guess you can kind of tape it at the bottom.
It's like a gyro's like a big, clunky taco.
Big taco,
but
yeah.
With, like, lamb meat and tzatziki and stuff.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It's pretty good. A good gyro is really hard to compete with. You get them thin sliced onions, and you know they pickle them in a little olive oil and some dill, and then you get all that yogurt sauce and cucumbers and
feta cheese.
God, oh yeah.
I like if you're ever in Pasadena, part of St. Petersburg. I guess it's Pasadena on its own.
Yeah.
There's a place called Spiro's. It's a little market.
Yeah.
Spiro's has the best gyro meat in the world.
I bet, yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
The 11th annual Cuban Sandwich Festival returns to Ybor City this month.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a judge for that one. They reached out to me. I got to get back with them.
Oh, man. The 11th annual International Cuban Sandwich Festival takes place on May 29th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's free to attend. However, those looking for the VIP experience can purchase those tickets online. Those tickets include access to exclusive VIP area and a sampling of the Cuban Sandwich Contest entries and refreshments. It's at Centennial Park there in Ybor City.
Awesome. Yeah, that's where it was last time I was a judge there. And yeah, I definitely got to get back there. I was a judge about 3 years ago, and it was fantastic. That'll be a cheat day. Cheat meal.
Oh, it's right there. Where's your favorite Cuban in the area?
Oh, God. There's so many good ones. My favorite is Michelle Faedos.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually Tampa Cuisine. I can never pronounce it right, but she went to high school with me. And she's a Tampa girl, her and her husband, Robbie. They're actually in the courthouse, the restaurant is now, downtown. So you got to go downtown to get it. But their Cubans are just off the charts. But there's so many good Cubans, man. West Tampa Sandwich Shop. I was over there recently, about 3 months ago. Their Cubans are legendary. Even Obama used to go there and eat Cubans when he came to town. They're really good. I mean, but there's a ton of them, man, from La Segunda to the Columbia to Bricados to the Bodega.
Michelle Fuedos is the favorite?
Yeah, definitely okay. My favorite. Yeah, she's so good. Yeah.
I got to try that one. I've heard you talk about her before. I think mine is, as of right now, and I haven't had a Cuban sandwich in a while, but I guess I would have to go with, oh my God, what's the place downtown? Downtown St. Pete.
Bodega?
Bodega.
Yeah.
Bodega is really good.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. And, sometimes, people advertise a Cuban, but it's not really a Cuban. It's similar, but it's not.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.